Friday marks the 40th anniversary of the self-immolation of Jan Palach, a 20-year-old student from Prague's Charles University. At the top of the city's Wenceslas Square, Palach doused himself in petrol and set himself alight in a desperate attempt to rouse Czechs from what he saw as their increasing apathy in the wake of the Soviet-led invasion of the previous summer. He died 3 days later on the 19th of January 1969, with his huge funeral becoming at least a silent protest against the occupation. Tomáš Halík, a Roman Catholic priest and head of the Czech Christian Academy, was a student at the time. He told me how this event affected his own life.
Death of Jan Palach was very important for my life. I spent the days of the Russian occupation in August 68 in Britain. And I returned from Britain at the end of 68, and I've got still a possibility to return and to ask for immigration like many of my colleagues. And for me, the death of Jan Palach opened another dimension of the Czech history. It was not only the question of politics, but the question of the moral and spiritual values. His act didn't change the history in the very moment, but he changed life and conscience of some people like me and my friends.
You said that you were actually thinking of going back to England. Did the act of Jan Palach actually change your mind?
Absolutely, absolutely. I felt obliged to stay with my nation and to live not only for myself, for my family, for my career, but also a different way to sacrifice my life. I think it was the beginning of my decision to be a priest in the underground church. It was perhaps my personal answer to this challenge of Jan Palach.
In terms of Christian morality, how do you regard this act, which was a suicide?
The church knows all the rules, but doesn't know what happened in the single human heart. Suicide is sin if it is a refusal of the gift of life, but it was not this refusal. The sense of the act of Jan Palach, of his immolation, was the sacrifice. He wanted to return us the conscience of our dignity. Palach protested not against the Russian occupation, but against the danger that the nation will do a compromise with this oppressive regime.
Tomáš Halík, a Roman Catholic priest and head of the Czech Christian Academy, talking about Jan Palach.